What are your qualifications?
Ah, well, I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I lived through the Black Plague, and I had a pretty good time during that. I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times!
You had me at hello.
What do movies have? Air conditioning this weekend, that's for sure. We've got Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday and co-host of the Movie Day podcast in our studio, which is, well, air conditioned. Kristen Meinzer, Takeaway Culture producer and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Happy Friday, folks.
Happy and Friday.
So, you know, aside from air conditioning, we've got some pretty interesting offerings. And I have to say, Hollywood is brilliant. This is a moment of Hollywood brilliance. Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. I mean, this is a genre. You can imagine Teddy Roosevelt, Vampire Hunter.
Sure.
Millard Fillmore, Vampire Hunter. I mean, this has got a lot of legs here. First of all, let's just talk a little bit, Rafer, about the premise here.
Well, what more do you need to know? That four-word title really sells itself. It is based on a novel by the same guy who did Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. So it's Abraham Lincoln, you know, from his youth to his presidency, hunting a different kind of enemy.
Let's hear a clip.
Whatever history remembers of me, if it remembers anything at all, it shall only be a fraction of the truth. For whatever else I am, a husband, a lawyer, a president, I shall always think of myself, first and foremost, as a hunter.
Four score and a bunch of silver bullets ago, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. What do you think?
Don't forget that axe with all the silver bullets.
What do you think, Kristen?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
You know what? I'm just going to preface all this by saying Abraham Lincoln, I've always had a huge crush on him. I think you know that, Hawk. So,
yeah,
I'm going to go in there already being a little bit biased, but this was absolutely, hands down, the best vampire movie I've ever seen, the best Civil War movie I've ever seen, and the best 3D movie I have ever seen. And it must be seen in 3D because it looks like those stereo photo cards of the mid-1800s. It's so beautiful to look at. The cinematography is fantastic.
So it's like Cold Mountain and you stay awake.
And it's fantastic. Yes, 10,000 times better than Cold Mountain. And the action is fantastic. Abe Lincoln's very fierce.
Rafer?
I'm shocked to hear that. I thought this was one of the worst films I've
Are
ever
you kidding?
Seen in my life. And I just saw That's My Boy with Adam Sandler. I thought this was really... Possibly, it was so dull, so humorless, so
no,
I thought the action
laughing.
Was terrible. I wish I'd been laughing more. I thought the movie it seems to think it's an actual biopic. It takes this serious, somber,
well,
heavy-handed
approach.
If you're
going to do a vampire movie about Abraham Lincoln, you better be serious.
But
you know
do you
want to
see J. Edgar, or do you want to see Resident Evil? I mean, I didn't think I was going in seeing the Iron Lady that happened to also have some Confederate zombies. I thought I was going to see
You wanted the untold story, Abraham Lincoln, the zombie.
I wanted a little fun, a little zip, a little humor, and there's not a shred of it. And it's also, I think, a really poorly made, shoddily edited.
This is malarkey.
Terrible
it was
film.
Fantastic, and it was beautiful to look at. And
I love this.
Beautiful to look at.
It was so beautiful, and those zombies were quite scary. So, be warned.
Let's try to find a little common ground here on our next film.
How would you feel if I kissed you?
Oh, that is a non sequitur.
I'm serious. What would you think?
I would think that you're living with my best friend.
Yeah, this is true. And yet, I can't stop myself.
All right, this is Woody Allen's new film, To Rome with Love. And we won't find any common ground here because you haven't seen this one. Rafer, what do you think? It seems like Woody Allen is doing some sort of travelogue thing. He did Paris 2 years ago, and now he's doing Rome.
Yeah, so he's working his way through Europe's capitals. I think Rome, he has finally decided to stop and take a snooze. This movie is a really lazy effort from Woody Allen. I think the problem is not so much the stories, which are sort of the usual Woody Allen stuff. There's some romance, some satire, some farce, some little bit of magical realism here and there. The problem is that he doesn't seem to be directing anyone. You can almost tell from that clip with Jesse Eisenberg and Ellen Page there. Everyone seems to be a little bit not misdirected, but just non-directed. They kind of stutter through their lines. You can actually see people's eyes flitting off camera looking for
really?
Help. And Alec Baldwin plays an older version of Jesse Eisenberg who tries to sort of whisper over his shoulder and give him romantic advice. Alec Baldwin looks like he's actually searching for a teleprompter half the time. But everyone looks
Whoa.
Like that in the movie. And it takes away, I think, from some of the good stuff that's in the material, some of the funny plot lines that could have been so good.
You're kind of in a foul mood, Rafer.
Yeah,
is the child sleeping through the night?
I've given a bad review to almost everything this week. It's been a rough week for me.
All right, here's Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
The final mission to save mankind has failed. The 70-mile-wide asteroid known as Matilda is set to collide with Earth in exactly 3 weeks' time, and we'll be bringing you our countdown to the end of days, along with all your classic rock favorites.
All right, I can't make head nor tails of that. What do you think, Kristen?
The end of the world is coming. We have 3 weeks. People are really trying to figure out how to spend those last 3 weeks. Steve Carell does it like a middle-aged man fantasy. He's 50 years old. Hooks up with a woman half his age, regains his self-esteem, and she, meanwhile, says that, oh, I'm never going to be male dependent again, but makes an exception for him. So
it's
I was a little bit annoyed with that.
It's bucket list meets 40-year-old virgin.
Sort of.
All right. So, Rafer, what do you think?
I agree with Kristen. The movie is ultimately pretty disappointing and pretty irritating. The first half is almost brilliant. It's very funny. It's really interesting watching these people go through, you know, the last days on Earth, but it's a disappointment.
All right. Well, at least we can all be brave, right?
That's my father, King of Dumbro. Then there's my brothers. We devils, more like. And there's my mother. She's in charge of every single day of my life.
A lady
rises early, does the stuff her gob,
does not place her weapons on the table.
Oh, Mom.
My girls are interested in Brave, Pixar's new female-led animated feature, Kristen.
For the first time in almost 20 years, yeah. They have a female lead, but I think that the title is wrong. It's called Brave, but she never gets to be. And I was really quite disappointed that she was a princess instead of a robot or a car or something else really fantastic like Pixar usually comes up with.
So, bad news.
Yeah, I would agree. It's not a terrible film, but you know, it's a female hero who doesn't get to go out and seek her own grail. She's stuck at home, and that's a problem for me.
Have a great weekend, everyone. Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, co-host of the Movie Date podcast, and Kristen Meinzer, takeaway culture producer and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.